Yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. These are words from the famous Ralph Waldo Emerson. This is The Ultimate Remake, and I am your host, Lindy. Thank you for tuning in. So, what is up, my beautiful people? I know it's been a while. It's been a very long while since I last picked up a mic and decided to record or and then post. But here we are. It is 2021 and it is December. First of all, wishing you guys all a very safe, very merry, and a wonderful festive season. Hopefully we won't be spending it indoors or being restricted again this year. But I'm wishing you guys all the best. I pray that you guys stay safe and that you stay healthy this festive season. And if you haven't been vaccinated, go get vaccinated so you can go and, you know, enjoy your festive season the right way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, so let me just start off by recapping where I've been and what I've been doing. So obviously the past 2 years have been really, really difficult. Initially, I was just going through a lot in terms of deciding where my career was going next. I was struggling with my studies and there was just a lot of elements involved that I was personally already struggling with. And then came March of 2020, where South Africa went into a hard lockdown for 3 weeks and then another 2 weeks. And then, we just went lockdown and we were in restriction. And it was really, really hard. And I think it was a really tough year for everyone. It raised a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. Uncertainty about a lot of things, actually, about where our finances would be, uncertainty about our health. I think that's been the scariest part of it all, is that health has become something that is so fragile over the past 2 years. And obviously, our economy has taken a huge knock. And it's very unfortunate that that is the case, but it is the case nonetheless. So unfortunately, we've had to deal with that. And we've had to deal with the hardships that come with it, like having to be stuck indoors, not being able to socialize as much, and having to face the flaws that we have. Now, that was a segue basically into the next part of this, well, the main part of this episode. So basically the gist of this episode is the art of owning who you are. And I've titled it What Shang-Chi Taught Me, or Shang-Chi Taught Me, because I recently watched the movie Shang-Chi. To those of you that don't know, Shang-Chi is one of the movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it fits in so well with the story. I just have to give it to Marvel. Like, they really know what to do when it comes to building a solid storyline and putting all the pieces together. Like, it's actually incredible. They're always keeping us on our toes, and they're just incredibly creative. So shout out to them for that. But regardless, I recently watched Shang-Chi. And the movie is actually called Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and the Ten Rings, one of the two. But so if you haven't watched it, spoiler, I mean, it's been out for a while now, so you would have to, like, it would be ridiculous for you to not have watched it by now. But if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert. So basically the story is about this little guy who loses his mother and his father. Well, his mother and his father are great fighters, and they get married, and his father kind of gives up the whole mean mugging type of fighter for his bride. She dies, and then he goes back to his old ways, and he basically trains Shang-Chi, his son, to be a killer, basically. And once he's fully trained to be a killer, to avenge the people who killed his wife, or in Shang-Chi's mother, it's the same person, but he hands the knife over to Shang-Chi, and Shang-Chi set off on this mission. But Shang-Chi, after he goes through with it, he doesn't return to his father. But Shang-Chi has been trained to be this incredible fighter. And yeah, it's quite intense. It's really, really intense. But yeah, and the movie just got me thinking about how easy it is to run away from the greatness that we have. How easy it is to be a person who is trained their whole life to be one thing. And then when the opportunity arises, we choose to be something else. It's so, like, it was such an eye-opener for me. Like, how easy it is for your whole life to be trained to be, you know, smart and intelligent. But when we're thrown into the real world, you know, and our intelligence is tested and we're not as intelligent as we thought we were, we decide to run away from that and we become something else. But we know that our true talents are there in being these intelligent young beings. You know, that was just an example. Like, there's many other things, you know what I mean? And it just got me thinking to how my high school experience, I've obviously spoken about it on my YouTube channel, and I've spoken about it a couple of times on my Instagram. I've posted on my Twitter about it and how difficult it was to have to constantly culturally code switch, which was, like, really, really difficult for me. And, you know, this movie really got me thinking into how I was code switching because I was running away from something that I was meant to be, you know. And it's been a really tough, like, life. I don't even want to say childhood because it's life. It's only now where I am in an environment that kind of forces me to really be myself, you know. It's an environment that pushes me to be the best of who I am. And just genuinely be who I need to be. And I'm not in this constant battle to try and fit in. Like, yo, that was the hardest thing that I've had to deal with growing up. And I don't have to do that anymore. And it's not because the environment I'm in is so, like, you know, it builds you up or whatever. No, it's simply because it's just taught me that people are going to talk regardless of whether you fit in, regardless of whether you don't fit in, regardless of whether you agree with people or regardless of whether you don't agree. People are going to talk about you and they're never going to accept you and the version that you put out, regardless whether you are being yourself or whether you're being someone else. No, that people are always going to talk and people are not always going to accept that. And that's what I've come to learn. I've come to learn that as an individual, I've started to thrive because I'm no longer seeking the attention of those people that are around me. I'm not trying to please them. I'm only trying to please myself. I'm trying to every day be a better version of myself than I was the day before. And that has been my biggest encouragement for me. So that's what my encouragement is to you guys in this episode. Is for you to go, as you go into the rest of the year, I mean, the 1 month, couple of days that we have left of this year, and as we go into 2022, is that you need to learn to love every single inch of who you are. Because at the end of the day, if you don't love every single inch of who you are, no one on this earth is going to do so. Not a single human being is going to do so. So the love that you crave and you desire from other human beings, you're not going to get it from anyone except for yourself. The only human being who's going to love you as fully as you love yourself is you. You are the only person who is capable of doing such a thing. So I'm going to leave you with this quote from Scylla and the Spades, a phenomenal movie. It's really abstract, but it's a really cool movie. And it says, value your time. It really is the only thing we've got that's worth anything at all. So this has been Lindy on the Ultimate Remake. And don't forget to own your day. Thanks. Bye.